because there's one thing that's definitely going to happen to all of us, and that's that we're going to die at some stage. So what happens when we die? What do you think happens? When I prepared this, I suddenly remembered and thought that people around us now don't believe in God at all. So how can they believe that anything happens after death? You can't hedge your bets, can you? If there's no God, there's nothing next. So what hope have people got around us who don't believe in anything? Well, how about personal hope? This is my grandfather and grandmother. My granddad was a believer. On his gravestone, it says, waiting the resurrection. Did he get it wrong? Will I ever see him again? He lost a leg in the First World War. Will he be like that again when I see him next, God willing? Or my great-grandfather, also in the meeting, will I see him again, who I've never ever seen before? Well, this question is a question that's been asked for a long time. And there was a man called Job in the Bible a long time ago, even before they think the time of Abraham, and he asked exactly the same question. And he says in chapter 14 of his book, verse 14, if a man dies, will he live again? So this is a question that's not just been in the New Testament when Jesus was around. It's a question men have thought about for a long time now. And what conclusion did he come to? Well, he tells us later in his 19th chapter, I know that my Redeemer lives, and then in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. To inspiration from God, he was able to say that he would come alive again and not float off to some ethereal place. He was going to stand on the earth again, and it was going to be in his flesh again. So this sets the precedence in the Bible on the thought about coming back to life after death. And still in the Old Testament, we've not got to the New Testament yet, Isaiah says the same kind of thing in chapter 26. But your dead will live, their bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. The earth will give birth to her dead. So the same thing comes out in the Bible. The belief that man will rise from the dead. That there will be a call and they will be brought up to life on earth. So, a lot of people still think that we go to heaven when we die. Well, haven't lots of people gone to heaven? Are we missing the point from the Old Testament? Well, in John chapter 3, verse 13, we read, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, who is the Son of Man. So that seems fairly emphatic. At the time of Jesus, it can be written that nobody up to that point has gone into heaven. And we get further evidence. You would think that if anybody's going to be in heaven, then the King David, who we told was very faithful and a man after God's own heart, surely if anybody's going to be in heaven now, it's David. But we're told in Acts chapter 2 and verse 30, David was a prophet and knew that God had promised with an oath that he would place one of David's descendants on his throne. David knew that the Messiah would come back to life. And he spoke about that before it ever happened. He said that the Messiah wouldn't be left in the grave and that his body wouldn't decay. David didn't go up to heaven. But he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, take my highest position of power until I put your enemies under your control." So we're told several things in these verses, aren't we? That David had faith in a deliverer that would come. And by implication that this deliverer would have to die. But that the Messiah would be brought back to life. And of course now we can see that that was Jesus. But it tells us emphatically that David did not go to heaven. Now it might surprise you that bringing people back to life isn't just a New Testament thing. It's not just Jesus that we read brought people back to life. And there's a little list of people that were brought back to life. Some in the Old Testament, kings, and then some in the New Testament. And just for a minute, we're going to think about one of these examples. And I'm sure from Sunday school days, you remember about this man Lazarus. He was a friend of Jesus. Jesus went and stayed in his house several times. And you'll remember that this man Lazarus died, unfortunately. A message was sent to Jesus to come and stop him from dying. But Jesus waited, and Lazarus died. And imagine how those sisters felt. What was their thoughts about life after death? What did they think about Lazarus, their brother, that was dead? Well, in John chapter 11 we read this story, and this is Martha's faith about life after death. "I know," said Martha, "that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." So that's Martha's faith. She knew her brother, one day, although he was dead now, would rise again at the last day, and that his body would be brought back to life again. Not that he'd gone to heaven now, not that he was having some lovely life in heaven, but he would be brought back at the last day. And Jesus said to her, "I myself am the resurrection and the life," Jesus told her. "The man who believes in me will live even though he dies." Can you believe that? And that's a question for each one of us this morning. Can you believe that? Do you believe that the man who believes in Jesus will come back to life? And Jesus commands, doesn't he, as you'll remember, "Take away the stone." "But Lord," said Martha, "he has been dead 4 days. By this time, he will be decaying." So there we get proof. Martha is absolutely sure this man is dead. Her brother Lazarus is dead. And when he had said this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with grave clothes, and his face muffled with a handkerchief. "Now unbind him," Jesus told them, "and let him go home." It's repeated several times in these verses, the dead man. There's no question Lazarus was dead. Some people might have thought it was a trick. He'd laid in the tomb for a few days, but several times, the dead man came out. We have that comment. And here we see an example of a man who was dead, brought back to life again. And you have to think about this for a minute. How unfair would it be to bring Lazarus back from heaven? If he was having this lovely time in heaven, all peaceful, why bring him back to this life with worries? And real worries, because later on, if we read the gospel through, the Pharisees threaten Lazarus' life because he was making people believe in Jesus by being alive again. But no, we have several comments here that Lazarus was dead, that Martha knew where he was. He was in that tomb dead. He wasn't in heaven, and she believed he would one day come back to life through Jesus, which of course he did then. So if we just go on now to Paul's message about life after death. And we couldn't use this subject without going to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3. For I passed on to you as essential the message I had myself received, that Christ died for our sins, as the scripture said he would, that he was buried and rose again on the third day. He was seen by Peter, then by the 12, and subsequently he was seen by over 500 Christians, of whom the majority are still alive today, although some have since died. So Jesus went through exactly the same. He died. He was a dead man. He hadn't gone to heaven. He was in the grave. He was buried. But he rose again from the dead. For if there is no such thing as the resurrection of the dead, then Christ was never raised. And if Christ was not raised, then neither our preaching nor your faith has any meaning at all. But the glorious fact is that Christ was raised from the dead. He was become the very first to rise of all who sleep the sleep of death. Paul wrote this message because there were some people, even in the time of Corinth, in that early church, who were saying that Jesus hadn't risen from the dead. That there was no such thing as rising from the dead. And so Paul has to write to that early church to say, this is essential, this message is. Because if you don't believe that, that Jesus rose, your faith means nothing. And in verse 52, it will happen in an instant, in a split second, at the sound of the last trumpet. Indeed, the trumpet will sound, and then the dead will come back to life. They will be changed so that they can live forever. This body that decays must be changed into a body that cannot decay. This mortal body must be changed into a body that will live forever. Paul also told another church, Thessalonica, about this. Thessalonica were getting into a trap of thinking things were going to end very soon. And Paul tells them, we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And I don't think there's any way you can interpret that verse than dead men will rise again. It's saying Jesus is going to come back from heaven where he is now, but not that all believers are going to come back from heaven. The believers at that trumpet call will be raised again. So this message is consistent throughout the Bible. And we just go right back again to think of another faithful man, surely Abraham. Abraham's faith in Hebrews 11. It was by faith that Abraham, when put to the test, offered Isaac for sacrifice. Yes, the man who had heard God's promises was prepared to offer up his only son. He believed that God could raise his son up, even if he were dead. So again, another Sunday school lesson. When Abraham took his son that he'd waited 20, 30 years to have, he was told to go and sacrifice him. And without hesitation, he set off. Because in his heart, he knew, even if not then, at some stage, his son will be raised from the dead. This is that same Abraham that through faith went all the way from Ur of the Chaldees, not knowing where he was going, to the promised land. And we're told about this in Hebrews as well. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And so from this one man came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. So even this faithful man Abraham didn't receive the promises while he was alive. He was looking forward, like David was, to a time where he would inherit the land of Israel. And so, putting all this information together, we can see that when Jesus comes back from heaven, he will raise people to life, including Abraham, and will go into that land to take it forever. And it's not just Abraham. It's all that would come to Jesus. Again, in Thessalonians, Paul writes, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on this throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Then the king will say to those on the right, 'Come, you who are blessed by the Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world.'" So this offer is open to all who believe through Abraham, through his great son, Jesus Christ. So we ask that question again now, at the end. If a man dies, will he live again? Will I see my great-grandfather that I've never seen? Will I see my grandfather? Will he be restored to a whole man again? Well, hopefully you've seen from the scriptures that the answer is yes. With faith, they will be raised. Not in heaven now, but on earth with their flesh, as Job has said. And the condition is that we live right before God. And so this is your choice this morning. Just like that question was asked, will you believe that? Will you have faith in Jesus? Thank you.